Good evening and welcome to the Dairy Township Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, April 25th. Would you all please rise for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All those persons within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to take record of all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. In addition, the Board of Supervisors met in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. Jill, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Quirt.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Chairman John Foley.
Here.
Sorry, folks. Got a frog in my throat tonight, so it could be not as rapid a meeting as we like. Next on our agenda is the visitor and public comment. I ask those persons attending or presenting to state your name and address and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Podium is open.
Good evening. My name is Marlene Kanick. My address is 1156 Galway Court, Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. And I've been a citizen of Dairy Township since 2003. I would like to commend the supervisors, and especially Supervisor Court, for bringing Resolution Number 1510, Commitment to Equality and Inclusion in Dairy Township, to the full Board of Supervisors for a vote. I encourage you as a governing board of Dairy Township to pass this resolution. It recognizes the values of inclusion, equality, and justice for all residents and visitors to our township to be free of discrimination in education, employment, housing, and public accommodations, and recognizing that all individuals, regardless of individual differences and diversity, make significant contributions to every facet of Dairy Township's economic, educational, community, and cultural life. To each of the supervisors, when contemplating your vote tonight on Resolution 1510, may I ask each of you to ask yourself before you vote, do I believe we are all created equal? If the answer is yes, please vote in the affirmative to pass Resolution 1510.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Very good. Hearing none and seeing none. Next on our agenda is the approval of meeting minutes for the Board of Supervisors meeting for April 11, 2017. Is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those minutes are unanimously approved. Moving on to new business, A1 is the introduction of new police officer William Ledbetter. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is this everybody can hear me? At the beginning of 2017, a vacancy occurred within the ranks of the Dairy Township Police Department with the resignation and retirement of a veteran detective, David Melhorn. In order to bring our department up to authorized complement, candidates from the current list were reviewed, interviewed, re-interviewed, evaluated, and thoroughly checked. And after this process was completed, the department selected a new hire from that current list of candidates. William R. Ledbetter Jr. is the newest police officer to join the ranks of the Dairy Township Police Department. Bill hails from Clarion, Pennsylvania, graduated from Clarion Limestone Area High School, and received a Bachelor's of Science degree from Clarion University. He is a United States Marine Corps veteran with over 3 years holding the rank of sergeant, where he served 2 tours of duty in Afghanistan. Bill is a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania Police Academy, where he was selected as class president by his academy peers. He has been employed as a deputy sheriff with the Clarion County Sheriff's Office and the New Bethlehem Police Department until the Huntington Dairy Township Police Department. So what we'd like to do now is have Bill come up. Mr. Chairman, if you could give him the oath of office, and we'll proceed with that.
I trust someone has the oath.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. I, William Ledbetter Jr., being appointed a patrol officer for the Derry Township Police Department.
I, William Richard Ledbetter Jr., being appointed as a police officer for the Derry Township Police Department.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States, the laws, and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States, the laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept that best has an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept that best has an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor, fidelity, so help me God.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
$661, and that was intended for a designated left turn lane coming out of Northeast Drive onto Park Avenue. And the studies that were done a few years ago show that that is not the best option. Typically designated left turn lanes without full intersection stops or lights cause accidents stayed on the bus of traffic. We've carried this money for 6 years now, and we're trying to clean out our records, and we'd like to release this back to the owner, assuming that that improvement will never be put in. HRG can cover this for this.
Very good. Are there any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this matter? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Corden. Right. Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on the agenda is C1 through 4, consideration of the release of a portion of the performance security for the preliminary final subdivision plan for the Tribble property, plat number 1261. Housekeeping?
That is housekeeping.
So moved. Is that a second? Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is D1 through 3, extension of time in which a condition of approval is to be addressed regarding a waiver of filing a land development plan for the temporary structure located at the property commonly referred to as the post office tract. Mr. Emmer?
Back during the time when the renovations began on the former post office building, the Board of Supervisors granted a waiver of land development to allow a temporary structure to be placed to house the retail portion of the post office. That was to have a two-year term, which will expire April 29th, a few days from now. The applicant, the new owner of the property, has asked for a year extension. I think that's appropriate. I'm asking that you grant.
Very good. Are there any questions for Mr. Emmer? Hearing none, is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second
by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is E, 1 through 3. The approval of a restated and amended memorandum of understanding between the Township of Derry and the County of Dauphin relating to the amendment of a previous MOU with the County to include leasing of computer equipment and software by the Township from the County. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On July 31st of 2013, the Township and the County agreed to an MOU to ensure public safety by improving, upgrading, and maintaining dispatching software in the Derry Township Police Department's dispatch center. In order to provide seamless communication between the dispatch centers at the Township and at the County, the Township upgraded the dispatching software to the same software platform the County was using in their dispatch center. On April 11, 2017, the County offered a lease program to the Township to maintain efficient computer hardware and software over the next few years. By leasing the computer hardware and software over a three-year period, the Township will defray outright total cost replacements of this equipment over time. It will also allow for an exact copy of the systems, especially the hardware, the towers that we use to work that software, and any upgrades during the lease agreement being used at the County Dispatch Center, continuing our partnership with the County Dispatch. Be some minimal costs associated with it for this year's budget, but it can be absorbed, and then we'll account for the increases in the next coming budgets.
Very good. Are there any questions for the chief? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that motion is approved. Next on our agenda is F, 1 through 4, authorization to award the West Practice Avenue Parking Lot Stormwater BMP Project to Eversole Excavating Incorporated for a unit price bid amount of $309,268.50. Ms. Zellner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bids for this construction project were received on March 13th of this year. HRG has reviewed those bids and found them to all be in order. The low bidder appears to be a reputable and qualified contractor. I've attached a bid summary and copies of HRG's recommendation letter for your reference. The low bid of $309,268.50 was less than the estimated construction cost, which actually lowers our match requirements for that grant application, which is exciting. So with that, I recommend that the Board of Supervisors award the West Caracas Avenue parking lot Stormwater BMP project to Eversole Excavating Inc. for a unit bid price amount of $309,268.50, subject to receipt of acceptable performance and payment bonds, that the board authorize the township manager to execute the document.
Thank you. See, that isn't easy. That's a skill. Are there any questions for Ms. Zellner? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is D1, authorization to conduct the annual Memorial Day Parade Monday, May 29, 2017. 10 a.m. Mr. Mandia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is our annual request for authorization to conduct the annual Memorial Day Parade this year on Monday, May 29th at 10 a.m. The staging area will be the same as it's been the past few years at the Hershey Recreation Center. The parade will exit the parking lot of the Recreation Center and head north on Cocoa Avenue. We'll make an immediate left onto Elm Avenue and follow Elm to Ridge. make a right on the ridge, Alpha Chocolate, make a right on Chocolate, Alpha Chocolate to Cocoa, right on Cocoa, and back to the Recreation Center. All the PennDOT permits have been obtained by the police department, so we're requesting authorization to conduct the parade this year.
Very good. Are there any questions for Mr. Mandia?
That route in your head and not in your notes.
2 years.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that authorization is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is H1-2, adoption of resolution number 1510, proclaiming non-discrimination and a commitment to equality, to equity, and inclusion to everyone in the township of Derry. Ms. Court.
Thank you, Mr. Court. I wanted to share this with everyone this evening, and I hope you'll join me in supporting it. You know, from an early age, we're all taught to treat each other with respect and kindness and to understand that everyone is the same, regardless of their race, religion, or beliefs. But it seems that in today's world, it's becoming increasingly necessary to reaffirm this and remind each other of the importance of our diversity and really celebrate that. So that's why I'd like to bring this resolution to you tonight for your consideration. If accepted, Derry Township will join about 36 other municipalities in the Commonwealth to officially make a commitment to equality and inclusion and support a community that's really welcoming to all. So I'd like to first thank Township Manager Jim Snagley and Chief Diversity Officer at Penn State Hershey Medical Center, Lynette Chappelle Williams, and some concerned citizens who are part of the Hershey Indivisible Group, two of whom are here tonight, for their feedback and for bringing this to me and working with me and helping me put this together to bring it forward to our township. So I will read the resolution and then you can make a motion and where it goes from there. Whereas the Township of Derry, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, believes and stands for values of inclusion, equality, and justice, and we condemn Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, racism, xenophobia, sexism, transphobia, and homophobia in rhetoric or action. And whereas we welcome all people and recognize the rights of individuals to live their lives with dignity, free of discrimination in education, employment, housing, and public accommodations because of their faith, gender, gender identity, gender expression, or sexual orientation, race, national origin, disability, or any other aspect of diversity. And whereas people of all races, religions, and sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and other diversity aspects make significant contributions to every facet of Derry Township's economic, educational, community, and cultural life. And whereas the policy of Derry Township is to promote utilization of its public services by all residents and visitors who are entitled to and in need of them. And whereas we will continue our work in making our public services and programs accessible and open to all individuals. And whereas we believe in the public sector for the public good, advancing fairness, equality, and inclusion is critical to the success of our communities and our nation. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors is committed to supporting, promoting, and standing up for the values of inclusion, equality, and justice. And this is really just to kind of send a message that as a local municipality, as a local government, this is something we believe very strongly in. And beyond the resolution, because this is just a piece of paper, I would really also suggest that it's something as a township we look for building additional ways to look to increase diversity and make our township an even more welcoming place than it is today. So that's what I would look for you to think.
Thank you. I ask it because I ask it all the others. Are there any questions?
And the Commonwealth does not have a policy, so that's why a lot of municipalities are stepping forward to take a stance on this.
Very good.
Yeah, I don't have a question. Just thanks for bringing it forward.
Oh,
taking
okay.
The time.
Uh-huh.
Thank you to the municipal group for bringing it forward as well. It's been wonderful to see the impact that Lynette has had in the town.
Yes, she has.
I mean, she's doing a lot to have a lot of public speaking engagements, and it's been great to see this issue brought to the forefront.
Right. And Lynette at the medical center is already working with these ladies from the Hershey Indivisible Group and others. So I think we're going to see a lot of good positive things coming out of this dialogue. And I think the Downtown Hershey Association is looking to do things to make our environment and our community more inclusive. So all steps in the right direction.
Great. With that, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll let Matt second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that resolution is unanimously approved. Congratulations. Very nice.
Thank you all. So this has been going on for what? Two months?
3 months?
Next on our agenda is proclamation supporting equal pay for women in the workplace in Derry Township and observing Wednesday, April 11, 2018, Equal Pay Day. I had to read that because I wasn't really expecting. At 18, I was thinking 17, like we're past. So, Jill,
yes. This was presented to the board at our last meeting for consideration, and that's why it's 1 year behind, because it was just 1 day prior to the actual event, but it is a proclamation declaring April 11, 2018 Equal Pay Day, and that would be supporting equal pay in the workplace for women.
Very good. Are there any questions?
I think this goes right along with the last proclamation, and I want to thank the Hershey Individual Candidates for bringing that to the call. Thank you.
Yep. With that, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court. I'll second it. All those in favor, thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is J 1 through 2, proclamation observing April 28, 2017 as Arbor Day in Derry Township. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As part of the criteria needed to meet the requirements to be granted Tree City USA status each year, the elected body of the municipality must pass a proclamation establishing an Arbor Day observance, a day for Arbor Day observance within the municipality. In Pennsylvania, that's typically the last Friday of April, and for the last 25 years, we have applied for that. 25 right there. And have been granted that as a result of the board and staff and volunteers' commitments to maintaining our reserve forest and beautifying the township. So we ask for your approval on this proclamation tonight.
Very good. Are there any questions?
Yes, I'd like to thank Tom and his staff for joining the application for Tree City, and we worked with a lot of volunteers this weekend planting trees up at the medical center. There were about 120 volunteers up there to plant 1,000 trees. The proclamation was read up there and in town. Thanks to Tom and his staff for digging holes and delivering trees, and a bunch of volunteers. We got part of our tree vitalized being done. And along with that, I'd like to thank all the volunteers that we had over the years, Boy Scout troops, service groups, and also this year, the Hershey lacrosse team. They really came and helped out and allowed us old guys to stand there and hold shovels. So I want to thank the Hershey lacrosse team also for that.
Matt, did you say that 1,000 trees were planted
up at the medical center? Yeah.
Just recently?
Just Saturday.
Wow.
I planted some begonias in
the I raised up the leaves from my neighbor's yard.
That's been some multiples.
Very good. Hearing no additional questions or any other statements, entertain a motion to accept that. Or did I already do that?
I don't think you
did. I'll maintain a motion. So, motion by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that proclamation is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is K 1 through 25. Permission to hold the fireworks display at Hershey Park on Monday evening, July 4th, 2017. Ms. Henry.
This is an annual request for the 4th of July fireworks. It's pretty much, yeah, we do it every year. There's not really much to add to it.
There's nothing new. Very good. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. and that permission is unanimously granted. We do have one add-on that I'm going to add here. It is with regard to the Sunoco pipeline easements. Mr. Yost.
Mr. Chairman, for the last 6, 8, 10 months, we and other townships are dealing with the Sunoco pipeline proposal. I think it's called Mariner 2. It runs parallel to Mariner 1 in Derry Township. It borders the Derry Township, Commonwealth Township line primarily. We've had a pretty good meeting on Thursday with the personnel of Sunoco discussing various issues about the emergency situations and that type of thing. This is basically a financial agreement for any excess damage that might be done to our roads because of the equipment that will be using our roads to bring the pipes in and some equipment that will be involved in the excavation or the drilling process. I think each member of the board has had an opportunity, to review the agreement. They may not have reviewed the agreement, but anyhow, it's substantially identical to the one in Conowaga Township adopted last week or the week before, and I'd say 70-80% substantial with all the other documents around the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that are involved in this particular pipeline. So having said that, I'm recommending that the board approve the excess maintenance agreement with the Sunoco Pipeline LP.
Are there any questions for Mr. Yost? Or for Sunoco, for that matter. I do want to recognize that a representative from the Sunoco Pipeline folks are here. We met with him last week.
Thursday.
Are there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion? I'll make the motion.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Weir. Again, are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is correspondence, board committee information. I'll start to my left, Mr. Moyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Weir.
You have a couple of things. So the library had their luncheon for volunteers, and I mentioned volunteers before. We're very fortunate with our library to have so many dedicated volunteers which help the township run a really world-class library. The school had an open house, and it's also a comment on our community, and great to have the Vista School people here and such a beautiful campus and so many great workers helping out addressing the real needs in our community. Attended the PSAT meeting, which is the Pennsylvania Association of Secondary Townships. A lot of stormwater issues there, or stormwater discussions there, and I think our parking lot project down by the fire hall is going to be part of the township's commitment to show that the township has a stake in doing what's right as far as stormwater is concerned. It's going to be a green infrastructure, and I think everyone who either owns or will build a parking lot in the future will be able to look at that and the green infrastructure ideas that presents in the future. And other than attending a lot of other good conferences, the PSET, that's all I have.
Thank you. Without going through your list, I went to, I think, every one of those also. So it's been a pretty active couple weeks here. In addition, I had the opportunity to go to the Mueller Senior Center for the welcoming of the governor, in addition to the recognition for the volunteers that contribute thousands and thousands of hours to help our seniors at the Mueller Senior Center. Beyond that, there's been some press coverage with regard to the M&H Railroad. Just want to let our residents know that we as a board and also our various stakeholders here in the community are now very much aware of it. We feel like we're pretty late to the party, as this thing was recently approved by the governor's office. And we are working not only with our local stakeholders, but going outside with South Hanover Township, Lower Swatara, Hummelstown Borough, and each of their emergency management agencies, and both the Derry Township School District, Milton Hershey School, and Lower Dauphin School Districts. Rather serious initiative being put before us, and we're going to do everything we can to protect our residents and our visitors as they enter our community. So very much on this board's radar, and we're working very hard to keep our elected officials further up the food chain aware of our opposition to this.
Can you just explain to what a little bit more detail?
The M&H Railroad has applied for a increase in their usage. And the M&H Railroad connects the Norfolk Southern Line just north of Hummelstown and will traverse south, crossing five intersections in Hummelstown Borough and then crossing 322. So those that are familiar with traveling west on 322, after you pass the Lower Dauphin High School and the overpass there, there's a railroad track. And they're looking at opening that for regular train traffic. The risks there we have shared with our various stakeholders. We're looking forward to having a more public meeting with regard to that. But not only would it include those crossings, but it would obviously have cars traversing that tracks down to Middletown to a chemical plant. Most, if not all, of those cars will be hauling hazardous material at various times of the day and night. The risks for uncontrolled street crossings are just the danger of the impact, whether the train hitting a car or car hitting that series of cars, train cars. And beyond that, probably our greatest risk in this is crossing 322, where we have cars that are traveling sometimes at speeds in excess of 65 miles an hour. And if you're coming eastbound from Harrisburg and you come around the, I guess it would be the Fiddler's Elbow Road Bridge, is that correct, Chief?
Yes.
By the time you hit that, you have less than a third of a mile to stop your vehicle. And if there's any substantial traffic, I think you all know that you're going to be coming around a blind curve at a stop. And that's a very significant risk, in addition to bisecting our communities and stopping, again, if there's a challenge with that, car impacts, mechanical breakdown, whatever it is, and that train is stuck there for any length of time, it truly segregates us as a community from the western municipalities and our emergency services resources. It is an incredible challenge to the Hershey Medical Center for emergency responses, bringing patients to the Med Center. Our school district traffic will be tremendously impacted as potentially Hummelstown will become bisected by a train. 322 would certainly stop any additional emergency resources from getting to Derry Township or Hummelstown Borough. So there are a host of risks that are now known, and we're working as hard as we can with this group of stakeholders, if you will, and other government entities to show our opposition to our county commissioners, our state representative, and our state senator, and even our federally elected folks. It's pretty serious. We found out about this in the newspaper. So that in and of itself, and we'll tip our hat to the sun for sharing that with us, but that in and of itself is pretty daggone alarming that something that was approved today, the governor's office approved the funding today. So, yes, yesterday. So it is quite alarming. We should have been as participants in this, and this train coming through, whether it's our community or Hummelstown Borough, I think we're kind of one community, despite different governing bodies. I can't imagine how we're just this late to the game when we haven't been informed by so many upstream. So very disheartening to hear that it's this far along.
And we are planning on putting together a meeting to include the public so that as we gather more information, we can make sure that the community is informed, and so we'll have more information on that in a couple days.
We should. Thank you.
That's the only thing that you forgot.
I was good. Yes, we will have Lieutenant Roach has been working with us. We've actually had three meetings thus far, one with the M&H Railroad and the Dauphin County Emergency Management folks, and then one with our stakeholders here. In our community in Hummelstown, South Hanover, Lower Swat, and the respective emergency service providers. There has been unanimous opposition to this. There has not been one vote of, hey, this is a good idea, let's explore it a little further. And quite frankly, the fact that we know so little at this juncture is again, it's just very, very alarming. So, off my soapbox. Ms. Court.
Going back to just some of the things that I've attended recently, many of them Matt and John already mentioned, but Chairman Foley and I attended the joint school board meeting last week between the school board and the township. It was another positive conversation with them, talking about a number of issues. Also, along with Matt, I attended the Vista School celebration for their 15-year anniversary, and I would invite you to go up there and visit and learn a little bit more about what they do in our community for both children and young adults with autism, and how that school has grown over 15 years is really nothing short of remarkable. So it was really an honor to be there to help them celebrate that. Attended the first Downtown Core Design Board meeting, which was, as you, those of you who are here every week know, it's the new compilation of our two design boards that we had working before from Downtown Christian Association and the Township. So that group is now off and running. Tax Association meeting is tomorrow night. Want to remind residents to come on out and support Kiss Hershey Back, which is May 6th, which is a great community cleanup event. And lastly, Tom and Matt, I want to share with you a resident from Grove Street contacted me last night, just concerned in general about mud and debris, lots of rain, of course, but with vehicles getting in and out of Grove Street, taking care of some of the trails over there. I'll give you her name and phone number after, but if one of you could just reach out to her and talk with her, see if there's anything that can be done just to kind of help unify what her concerns
sure.
are.
That's sure, great. Will.
Thank you.
Mr. Angle.
Not me, thank
you. Thank you. Next, we'll be up the department reports. Chief Warner.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I have is I was invited to attend a community meeting last night where I had the honor of meeting, introducing, and listening to Dr. Mia Hollis from Morgan State University. It was part of the diversity program out of the Medical Center. She talked about microaggressions, implicit biases, bullying in the workplace and in school environments. So it was very, very interesting to hear her talk about that. She's done a lot of research on the subjects. She has a couple books out that she's written on the subjects too. So very, very good program, very interesting to hear.
Thank you. Any questions for the chief? Hearing none. Mr. Sassman with the fire department.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to report tonight.
Thank you, sir. Public Works, Mr. Clark.
We continue to get things up to speed and in shape for spring at all the facilities and parks to accommodate the use that's coming their way. Relative to PSATs, I would also add, I attended yesterday, they sponsored a panel discussion with Mr. Schutz, Mr. Callahan from DTMA, Mr. Carty from HRG, and the solicitor, I believe he is. And the panel discussion revolved around the formation of the stormwater utility that has recently taken place. There was a great deal of interest in that. There were a lot of questions, and it certainly does seem to be the model for many others in the community. Matt, I believe you were there as well. And I think this one more item from PSATs. I think in the back of the room there's something that we received at PSATs, and I'll let the chairman elaborate on that.
I apologize. That's one of the hallmarks. Their township and, quite frankly, with HRG, were awarded a design and safety award for Park Boulevard and the bridge and all the walking paths. Statewide award, and we were pressed to move forward with an application for a federal award. The gentleman there from the Federal Highway Safety Administration, would that be the correct individual? You may not have known that, but he encouraged us. He said it would absolutely be an award winner for what was done there. So it was my honor to represent the township for a nice photo op. There's going to be an article in, I don't know what publication, but Highway Safety, I believe. So forgive me. Thank you, Matt, and nodding along and nudge me. A lot of stuff going on at PSAT, but it was, I kind of think it echoes some of what Tom was talking about with the Stormwater Authority. This township really is out on the cutting edge of what we're doing. We sometimes fail to see how successful we really are as we continue to press and want more and better. And I think this board does a heck of a job as we push forward with projects. and are advancing this community. That's just another statement of affirmation for the work that we're all doing together. So for all the members on the board, my thanks and honor to represent us there. So very good work for HRG and J.D. Affman, that gentleman was there. It's kind of interesting to see your site superintendent, who's usually got tar and paint and everything else all over him, there in a suit. I didn't recognize him at first, so it was an honor, so thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. Thanks for bringing that up, Tom, but I thought there were a lot of MBA supervisors there when they heard about what we have done with our stormwater and how far along we are with that. HRG construction was there to help, and a lot of other people, so great program.
We really are fortunate. We do get the, we forget how much really good stuff we're doing. And, you know, I know we took some shots, you know, whether it was a TIP, but these are cutting edge initiatives that really place us head and shoulders above the rest of the community. You know, one of the great things that Justin and I have to do monthly is our transportation meeting. And I was speaking with one of the folks from HRG, and he said, you know, they go and do this for each of the counties, both Dauphin and Cumberland County, and those discussions are about 30 to 40 minutes long. Well, the one that Justin and I attend each month is about 2.5 hours long, because we have that many projects going, and we're that deeply involved in it. So, I just, you know, tip my hat to you guys. We're doing some really neat things. So, anyway.
Yeah, and I just added that Stormwater, through that whole initiative, I mean, it's a culture of wanting to be on the forefront.
Right.
And when we brought that forward, I can't think of one person in the administration, on the board, anywhere, who said, no, we shouldn't do this. It's just everybody was on board, and HRG did absolutely a magnificent job in that whole engagement. So that's all, too. That's Adrian.
And we're talking about neat things that we do. You know, and it's nice to get an award, but really what has happened in these things, the Park Boulevard project saved our community $2.8 million in replacing a dilapidated, our worst bridge in the community. And while we don't see it today, I think we're looking at this as a sting as we look at a stormwater fee. We've saved ourselves tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars in the future as part of this stormwater plan. So these are very, very forward-thinking projects that are economically impacting us very well in the future. So, next on our reports, Ms. Lantz.
Thank you. Jim asked that I make you aware that he and I have been working on the prioritizing the five-year capital project plan, and that once he returns from vacation, we'll get that finished up and get that back to you.
Fantastic. We actually spoke about that in executive session, so thank you.
We're working on it.
I understand. Mr. Mandia.
Three very quick things, Mr. Chairman. The first is just updating the board on the memorandum of understanding that the board had discussed at the end of the last public meeting related to the reimbursement of the township by Wabak Associates for the survey work establishing the alignment for the bicycle pedestrian trail. That reimbursement would only occur if that alignment would ultimately not be approved. So I just want to let you know that agreement is executed and a copy has been sent back to Mr. King at Wabak. Secondly, and very excitingly, our inspection for the Cocoa Castle Playground was this past Thursday, on the 20th, by DCNR, and the project passed with no findings at all. So we are moving ahead for opening the playground this Saturday at 10 a.m. And lastly, the next two mornings will be Wednesday, Thursday, we'll be stocking the Bullfrog Valley Pond in anticipation of our fishing derby coming up on May 6th. So the pond will be closed for fishing until after the derby on the 6th, and it will revert back to state regulations at that time. So that's all I ask.
Is there a Shank Park cleanup coming up as well?
Yes, we have Park Pride in June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Matt, will the execution of that MOU for the easements on the west or east side allow you to proceed on the west side?
Yes, and I've made contact with Madison Heights.
Okay.
That's in their council's hands, and I'm anticipating having that agreement before the board shortly.
Okay, good. And then Matt, I think you were going to be able to fast track that survey, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. The guys haven't discussed it, but it's a few weeks here, so.
Okay, great. Good.
Very good. Next up, our town planner, the man who I haven't seen in forever. Very good, Mr. Brown. Mr. Banana.
Just want to thank you guys for all the kind comments on the project, and just to echo some of the things you were saying on our PSAP booth. We have a booth there, and we have a lot of existing clients, and then other townships have came up to us. I was there Monday for 3 or 4 hours asking about the DTMA in their township and stormwater authority, and you guys really are looked at another level compared to most townships. So just want to share that from a little bit of an outsider's perspective, you know, what we hear, and it's true. Because
just for clarification, Matt, that was really, all those kudos were directed to Lindsay and not to
you.
just to be clear.
I'm going to have a couple wrong. But two project updates. The Oakmont crossing is out to bid currently. So that bid opening will be in early May. And for Walton Avenue, the traffic signal work and the new line striping, the schedule right now is sometime the week of May 8th to complete that work.
Any questions for Matt? Very good. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you. I'm going to make the board aware that we've filled our part-time secretary position downstairs. If you call, you might get a new voice. Her name is Mary Souter. She comes to us from Vicefire Borough, which means she has some municipal background, which is always, always appreciated. Speaking of all the many things, good things we've done lately, our new zoning ordinance is just about 30 days old. One of our goals in adopting that ordinance was to try and reduce the amount of zoning hearings we were seeing 6 to 8 a month. For the last 3 months, we've had absolutely no applications. So I consider that a great success on that side. Susan Belridge mentioned that we've implemented the new design board, and I understand, although I just caught the tail end of the meeting, they did get fudge from Hometown Fudge the that time. I think everything went very smoothly with the transition, keeping a few members on the board from the prior board. That all came together very well. Also, at the last meeting, we were talking about the Church of Latter-day Saints project, trying to get that off of our books.
Right.
I've put a letter out to the owners. I've not heard back yet, but that will resurface on your agenda at a future meeting. That's all I have this evening.
Very good.
Jeff, kudos to you and Brandon and Lauren for, I mean, that's pretty amazing, that transition. You pass the ordinance, and then we have that whole new board reconstituted and off and running. So nice job.
And for Chris's benefit, we should talk about the good consultants we've had to help us through all this.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Chuck, how's the maintenance finance going?
So we're up to about $2,000 in registration fees of foreclosed properties. It's kind of a double-edged sword. We're getting fewer foreclosed properties. That's a good thing. We're getting less money in. That's, you know, what it is. Community champions who are running that program, they've offered some other services to us most recently. You and I chatted just a little bit about it today. If we look at a landlord registration program, which we've talked about from time to time, they also have some software that can assist with the establishment of that. So we wanted to get these other ordinances, the comprehensive plan, the Fish and Wildlife zoning ordinance behind us. I thank you for that time. That will probably be our next incentive to get done is something with property maintenance.
Thank you. Economic Development Manager, Mrs. Sunbrook.
Thank you. Just two things. One, just to note that on April 12th, I attended the Dauphin County Infrastructure Bank hearing with their advisory board to present our package of projects that includes the street sweep project at 322, short-term improvements in Stockbridge Church Road, Culvert. That advisory board is recommending to the commissioners that they approve financing for the package of projects in an amount not to exceed $3.5 million. They're still working through the terms. We still need to tighten some numbers with HRG, but we're hopeful that the commissioners will act on that in the next few months. Other item, just to let you know, next week I'm actually going to be in Pittsburgh at the National Main Street Center conference, presenting on Wednesday, a session with Scott Fosnuck, who's leading our brand team for downtown Hershey, on that effort and how it's evolved.
Very good.
Lauren, real quick, if you could remind
remind us on, do we have a target interest rate on the Fulton County Infrastructure Bank to get that loan?
My understanding is that they're looking at a bank loan. I know that when we went through the budgeting process last year, I'd hate to throw a number out at you, but it was based on the rates that HRG as the county consultant was looking at. And then the term, the 20 or 25 years, will be based on how they're able to package our project with the other two municipal projects that they received, and then what they can get from the bank. So I can't give you a rate off the top of my head.
And but any idea when we're going to get results of?
When the commissioners will act?
Yeah.
Probably in the next few months. I mean, I'm hopeful for May or June, but that might be a little bit early. And it's still, that could take us to, early fall closing on that.
Yes. Thank you.
Any other questions for Laura? Thank you. This is Henry.
I have nothing, thank you.
Very good.
Just something that came to mind, the easements for the Walton Avenue project, to complete that, we made progress with that.
Still working or something.
Okay.
Set something down until the day. It was originally, I thought easement would contact the Applebee's and some others to at least get their general approval, even though they're the ones that run the documents or only advance.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm hopeful he'll get a certain way to get it back.
Okay, great.
I told him that we were weeks away from on our part of the project.
Okay.
We needed to get on it.
Okay, and I can't, Tom, are you going to do that work once it's done? Where we?
I'm going to have my perfect side on the project.
You are? Okay. So we, once we have the easement in place and the project is done, we'll be able to get it done pretty quickly. Okay, great, thanks.
One last question. With regard to the parking shelter, the bus shelter we took down off of Park Boulevard, has there been any decision on the placement of that?
Yeah, so that was, I think, one of the last coordination meetings we had with the Streetscape Projects. It's going to be located near Valley Road, tower side, so that would be the north side of 422. HRG designed it. A slightly revised arrangement for the sidewalk to lead to that shelter. So we'll actually bust up right now. It's almost at the corner of Ridge and Chaka. We'll slide up the hill a little bit to actually make use of the shelter and have visibility of the sidewalk to access it. So it's more of an amenity on it's actually a closer relationship to the access walkway back to the entrance of the towers. So it actually puts it a little bit more proximate to that
large mid-block.
Not quite mid-block, but yeah.
Okay.
Midway between Ridge and Valley.
Okay. Yeah, I guess where I was, when you first said Valley, I was thinking, please don't tell me we're trying to put it in unsignalized.
No. It'll be down. So there's enough room that the bus can go through the intersection, clear Ridge, pull off in the striped area,
gotcha.
Exit back out of the traffic, and we did end up still picking up on-street parking spaces, sort of heading west on Chocolate.
Nope. Understand. Good.
Yeah. It's worked in.
All right. Thanks.
Great.
Are there any other questions? Very good. Next on our agenda is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $843,999.26 and payroll in the amount of $312,822. Is there a motion? So moved. Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those payables are unanimously approved. Next is our final visitor public comment. Same criteria, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
I just wanted to add to what you were talking about, John, with the MAH Railroad. There's a high risk of factors involved across the road in the community. I'm not sure if everybody's aware, but right now our community has hundreds of tank cars traveling parallel 422, Chocolate Avenue, starting at Gray, almost down, Graystone Manor, all the way down to the warehouses. And on an average day, there could be several hundred of these tank cars going. If they're going east, they're loaded with the chemicals, and if they're going west, they're empty. All at high risk to our community. So that's something to keep in mind. We already have a huge amount of that type of traffic in our area, and adding more traffic would not decrease the risk. I think it would increase the risk. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Carrie Carpenter. I live at 551 Indian Run Drive in Hummelstown, and I'm here tonight with the LGBTQ subgroup from the Hershey Indivisible Team, and as a Derry Township citizen. I just wanted to take a moment to thank Supervisor Court and all of you for adopting Resolution 1510, demonstrating the township's commitment to keep our community free of discrimination. We're so fortunate to have two of the Mid-State's largest employers, Penn State Health, which is my employer. I'm lucky enough to work with Lynette Chappelle Williams every day, and the Hershey Company, located in Derry Township. By hiring employees from all over the world, these employers and others bring diversity and subsequently understanding to the people of our township. You may be surprised to know that, and I think that Ms. Hart did touch on this, that in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we currently have no law prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Today, it is legal for a Pennsylvanian to be fired from a job or denied housing, education, or services based on who they are or who they love. This is not who we are in Derry Township. We are working to have the Pennsylvania legislature pass the Pennsylvania Fairness Law, which will protect some of our most vulnerable citizens from the ugliness of discrimination. In the meantime, we're happy that Derry Township is joining with 42 other municipalities to begin to address discrimination at the local level. Many members of the LGBTQ community live, work, play, worship, volunteer, and pay taxes in Derry Township. We support local businesses, education, the arts, and those in need. And we appreciate living in a township that is inclusive, progressive, and compassionate. Again, thank you for your support of Resolution 1510.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to address the board? Last but not least, we do have a scout in the room. This is where we get to call you and honestly come on up to the microphone. Tell us what your work is this evening. You got to be here for a badge.
Boy Scout and Troop 200 that we meet at the Derry Township Church. I'm a Star Scout now. I'm trying to get the Citizenship and Community Merit Badge. And so I was here to get a requirement.
Fantastic. What is your name?
My name is James.
James what?
James Guntram.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Glad
you came out. All right. Thank you. Hope you get your badge. Are there any other items to come before the board? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Ms. Court. Have a great evening, folks. Thank you.
Hey, John.